Live Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He said, "I'll be lifted up from the earth. I will draw all men unto me." Lift Jesus higher. Come on. Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He said, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." Praise the Lord, beloved. Praise the Lord. Apostle Terry Hill here. I pray that God, power and blessing all throughout whatever time frame that you're listening to me, I pray that the anointing of God and the glory of God has been your portion. I want you to know that I thank God for you, those that are real hungry for the word of God in this season. You know, God is doing some tremendous, in spite of everything that's going on on the planet today, God is doing some tremendous things amongst his people. And he's doing it only towards his people who are hungry and thirsty for the presence of God. And I believe that is you. And I want to say praise the Lord to each and every person, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world. Amen. You listening in for a minute. You know, the wilderness, we have been teaching on the wilderness, journey in the wilderness and going through the wilderness. Perhaps this is one of the seasons that you're going through the wilderness right now. There are a lot of things that's going on in your life right now that you can't give articulation to. It's like you're you know what I mean? You know, it's like you're going through a tsunami right now. Husband is tripping. The enemy is busy. The wife is, children is just, job and everything is just crazy. Everything around you seems to be crazy. And even you yourself. Now, if we could be honest for a minute, too busy to pray and to seek God and to find that place in God that you know to do, to fast and to pray. And so it looks like that everything around you seems to be disintegrating, seems to be evaporating. Everything in your hand seems to appear as, or go through your hand like dust, and you're not able to grab a hold to anything. And so you're in this place, this wilderness experience, where everything has left you, everybody that you know, the season, for everything, your friends, you can't call on everybody, and anybody seems to dry up, has been dried up. And so I wanted to come back on the air, which we'll be doing some episodes here as the Lord leads about going in the wilderness. But I want to encourage you that you're going through it. Every major and minor prophet that God used for his service, I'm going to say it again, had to go through this wilderness right here. Mark chapter 1, verse 12. Reach over there and get your Bible real quick, and let's go to the Word of God. Mark chapter 1 and verse 12 says, "And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness." Now, let me stop right here and let me ask this question to you. We're just talking. Is that all right? Now, it said immediately the Spirit drive. It immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. I'm talking about Jesus here. All right. So let me ask you a question. Do you know what's driving you into your wilderness right now? You know what I mean? Do you feel driven by God to go into the wilderness right now, to pray? What in your life right now that God, even in the wilderness, in this season of you being in the wilderness, God is pushing you into this place of isolation with Him and Him alone? Or maybe perhaps you don't know you being driven into the wilderness. You know, there are things that goes on around us. It's like bombshells that drop all around us. You know, our names is attached to everything. The cell phone, the car note, the house note, the job, the business that we own, people on our job, people that we have hired on our business. Everybody is attached to us, so everybody has access to us. And so that we're so busy, and because of that, brother, we're so busy, we do not have time to pray. Can we talk for a minute? Now, I'm not saying that that's good, because it's not. God misses, if I can use that word, He missed His times with you. But at least Jesus right here knew what was driving Him. Let me ask you a question. Do you know what's driving you? Do you feel an urge, a surge in your spirit to go into the wilderness? Jesus was driven. It said immediately, let's go back to verse 12. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. Oh, that's very powerful. Very profound. This place of the wilderness. This place of nothingness. This place of death. Place of barrenness. This place where you and God is going to encounter one another. You do know in this season, and God, I'll finish my statement. You do know that in this season, that before God can elevate you, you're going to go through your wilderness, and perhaps those that are listening to me right now are going through that right now. And you do understand that before God can elevate you to your next level, see, this doctrine that goes around, that's going around the body of Christ today, if we're listening, it's this doctrine that's going around in the body of Christ today that's saying, when you're a Christian, you can reach a plateau in God, which says to me, if I reach that plateau in God, that means I no longer need God. Isn't that crazy? But we're not listening. So since we're not listening, that's what's being taught in some of our churches in America today. You never, hear me, you never reach a plateau. What does that mean? You reach a plateau in God, so now you no longer need the assistance of the Holy Ghost. So now God, He puts us and throws us in the middle of the wilderness. He throws us in the middle of the wilderness to prove us, to see what's in our hearts. And you and I are going to go through these seasons. Every time God elevates us, we're going to go through our wilderness. And I want to hit that word on the head like 40 going north. We're going to go through this season in our wilderness experience, because God does not want us to stay there. So Jesus Christ was driven immediately in the wilderness. Verse 13. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days. Wow. What happens to you when your body, when your mind goes into a place in 40 days, for 40 days? Can I remind you that because of the children of Israel doubt and unbelief, even though they came out of bondage, the nation of Israel, the nation of Israel came out of 400 plus years of bondage. But even though they came out, they were still complaining. Even though they were physically removed because of the hand of God, they were removed, delivered, if you please, out of bondage and into another geographical location. Hear me, they were still complaining. They wasn't happy with Moses. They wasn't happy being in the desert. They was complaining about not having anything to eat. Then they started complaining about Moses. Then they started to complain about God. Then they started to complain about the condition that they were in. It was better. Some of them, the majority of them, the bulk of them thought that it would be better for them to be back in Egypt. Isn't that crazy? But that's the thinking of so many of us today. To go back into an abusive relationship. To go back into an abusive ministry. God is wanting to take you to another level in Him. He wants to expand you. But because we're not familiar with what God is wanting to do and how He is doing or what He is doing in us, through us, and because the Bible says that His ways are not our ways and His thoughts are not what? Absolutely, our thoughts, we complain, even in the process of being purged and delivered. I love what Mother Boyd, the late Mother Boyd, would always say, you have to be purged. That's a word that this 21st century church don't know anything about. Being purged, being delivered, being, come on, saturated fully with the anointing and the power of God. But when you've been somewhere in abuse, this is the mindset of the children of Israel, of the nation of Israel. When you've been so long in an abusive relationship and God brings you out, He severs the cord between you and that thing that abuses you or abused you, because you don't know your seasons and your times in God. You would think it would be a lot better to go back to an abusive relationship than to be totally 100% reliant on God. But I want to encourage you, man and woman of God, every saint of God that's listening to me right now, that this is your season for the miraculous, for the miracles, for the signs and the wonders, for God to do an exploit ministry in your life if you go through the wilderness and come out of it and go through it right, beloved. Lift up your head. Begin to pray and seek God like never before. In Jesus' name. Listen, this is Apostle Terry Hill. Be sure to befriend me on Facebook, 816-541-9014. Until I get back on the air with you again, praise the Lord, everybody.